The Shadow on the Glass.
"Listen to this," said Lady Cynthia Drage. She read aloud from the journal she held in her hand. "Mr. and Mrs. Unkerton are entertaining a party at Greenway's house this week. Amongst the guests are Lady Cynthia Drage, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Scott, Major Porter, DSO, Mrs. Staverton, Captain Allenson, and Mr. Satterthwaite."
"It's as well," remarked Lady Cynthia, casting away the paper, "to know what we're in for. But they have made a mess of things." Her companion, that same Mr. Satterthwaite, whose name figured at the end of the list of guests, looked at her interrogatively. It had been said that if Mr. Satterthwaite were found at the houses of those rich who had newly arrived, it was a sign either that the cooking was unusually good or that a drama of human life was to be enacted there. Mr. Satterthwaite was abnormally interested in the comedies and tragedies of his fellow men. Lady Cynthia, who was a middle-aged woman with a hard face and a liberal allowance of make-up, tapped him smartly with the newest thing in parasols, which lay rakishly across her knee.
"Don't pretend you don't understand me. You do perfectly. What's more, I believe you're here on purpose to see the fur fly."
Mr. Satterthwaite protested vigorously. He didn't